Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we have a wonderful evening in store for you this evening. This is our monthly energy infusion and healing circle facilitated by Bill Bowers. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie. How are
you?
Hey,
Bill.
Wow. Are interested in, if you have a need for a healing physically, if you feel that you need to shift energy around circumstances or people in your life, you need to call in tonight and experience Bill Bowers. Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. And he'll be taking calls tonight and working with you and shifting the energy. And what's so powerful about what the work that he does is that everyone that is on the call also experiences this huge infusion of energy. And you can expect to have changes occur in your life for the next 30 days. I know I did. I moved. Oh, my God, I'm worn out. How about you, Dr. Reggie? And Bill moved. Didn't you move, Bill?
Yeah, we all moving and shaking. I've been living in Asheville, North Carolina for the last 5 years, and I have decided, many times people laugh, I have divorced winter. She and I are not getting along anymore. So
oh,
I
my
go
God.
Down every winter time. I go down to Sarasota, Florida, where I originally lived for 8 years before I moved up there. And lo and behold, I am excited to announce that most of you who know me, and those of you who don't, is that I opened up as a mystic and as a psychic and as a medium in the year 2000 on Siesta Key Beach in Sarasota, Florida. Well,
wow.
Guess where my front door faces. I live on a beautiful Japanese contemporary little cottage right across the street from my beloved sacred place, Siesta Key Beach, Sarasota, Florida.
Wow.
So I had to tell myself, yes, Bill, packing is my friend. I love to pack. And as we got down here, it's unpacking is my friend. I love to unpack. It's all done this week.
Thank you for that.
And I know the two of you know what that's about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were waking up this morning trying to get out of the bed, and the feet hurt, the hips hurt. It was just amazing. So anyway.
But, you know, for everyone on the call, whether you have physically moved or not, 2012 has been a year of phenomenal, radical change. We are moving internally. We are moving physically. We're changing positions as far as jobs. Our bodies are shifting. Relationships are shifting. We're watching the planet and the media shift and morph by the day. If you were to take us all back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 10, and consider some of the challenges and growths and changes that the media and the world was going through, compared to now, it was a walk in the park. And this is the year that has been written out by the Mayan calendar and the looking of 2012, everyone looking to this year as a year of total change. But for many, many years, the stigma and the hype about it has been cataclysm or Armageddon or something along those lines. But in fact, it is a journey of evolution, and it is happening in a very planetary way, and no one has anywhere to hide but to go through it and to search within the tools we need, not only for survival but for thriving.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of the reasons we're, you know, Dr. Reggie and I are so committed to bringing wonderful light workers like you to share with as many people as we can, because what you do and what Dr. Reggie, the work that he does, it really helps to facilitate the healing and help us to move through this wonderful time. This is a great time as we as human beings evolve on planet Earth, as well as the planet.
Right.
So, Bill,
right.
Why don't you tell everybody what the your plan is for this evening and how you will approach everything?
Okay, well, first of all, those who were on the call last time, we had specific individuals call in with specific problems or blocks they were having. Along with my being a medium and a psychic, and I do tarot, and I use my intuition to help with private readings, you and I were talking one day, Cynthia, you were talking about how our bodies are becoming a way of language, that the Holy Spirit, Chi, life force, no matter what you want to call it, that life force power has been in us and infusing us to evolve. So what happened last time was a little bit of a national manifesting circle. We had everyone in the call receive energy, which I will start. Well, I will infuse the group. And then individuals can call in who are on the line and call and talk about, so that we have more people on the line and more people get a chance to have their voice this time. We're going to have individuals call in and express the interest to have one specific thing that's in their face that's blocking them right now, a situation that they would like relief and release from. And so what we'll do is, as a group, once with the guided instruction I'll be given by Source, we will be able to pull that off of the individual that will volunteer. Now, here's the really cool thing. Along with that, because it's going to be like a manifesting circle nationally, and last time, if you remember, Cynthia, as a surprise and a joy to me, we had over 200 people on the last call. So every one of you listening have a group dynamic and a play in your own divinity and your own healing nature. There isn't anyone on this call that doesn't have empathy and want to help in some way when they hear of a loved one, of a friend, even nationally, of the violence and of the loss that people are suffering under the hands of life or the hands of violence or financial duress. We have to admit that we have the compassion for all of the planet, and that is a good thing. So tonight, after we do the guided meditation and we bring in the energy, I will douse the group and send energy to the group. And then from there, we will open it up. And I want everyone through this guided meditation to pay attention to their senses and how they feel and their heart. And then from there, what we'll do is we will go and open the line up for anyone to call. And by the way, I want to invite those of you who have worked with me since this month has passed on any private contract of dowsing, or anyone that was on the call last month, by all means, call in and chime in on the experiences you've had thus far. Because what we're going to do is magnify the Chi, magnify the Holy Spirit with all of us. And every single person who sends the energy and receives it, it will magnify for the next 30 days.
Wow. Okay, so let's get started. You want to start with your meditation?
Well, I would like Dr. Reggie, as he did last time, to open up with a blessing in his wonderful way. I love to hear his voice alone gets me in the mood. So if Dr.
Okay.
Reggie, if you're open to that, I would love for you to say a prayer for this group.
Absolutely. I am
blessed.
Always open to that. That's a wonderful thing, because that's us talking to God, and what you do is God talking back to us. So it's a very powerful energy. As we breathe deeply and relax, getting to the pose of understanding and receptivity, having your hearts and minds open, Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we come in your name and your honor to give Bill divine blessings, to let everyone who hears his voice and gets the message through him that they are actively healed and that will actually celebrate life in every aspect. No matter what happens to us, there's always joy at the end of the tunnel. Thank you, Father, for the energy of life itself, for breathing, knowing that you are the creative force that created everybody and everything in the universe. Under all things, under all substance, you are. And knowing this is true, let this energy healing be dynamic and impacting on every single person. Bill's voice, his energy, let it be one of love and resonance with everybody in listening range within this national audience, and sometimes international audience, that call in from different places. I thank you that they're touched, they're healed, and they're activated, and they are rejoicing. We came through the mother vehicle to experience joy on the planetary field of Earth. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow.
It is. Okay. All right. Thank you, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what I want everyone to do is to, first of all, make sure wherever you are in your homes, wherever you're sitting, that you make sure that you do not cross your legs, that both feet are firmly on the ground. Barefoot is best, but if not, that's fine. And make sure that your feet point as if you were skiing in the chair. So your left foot and your left knee and your left shoulder all lined up together. And concurrently, your right foot and your right knee and your right shoulder are lined up together. In doing that, we now have you lined up ready for both the masculine and the feminine side, the left and the right side, ready to receive the infusion. What I also want you to do is make sure that you have really good back support. So make sure that the back of your chair that you're sitting in has either a pillow or something to get comfortable in so that you can really not have to squirrel or move or squirm when the energy starts coming in. And if I were a puppet master and I pulled the strings of your head up to make you sit up straight, just like Mama wanted you to do, we want you to sit up straight now so that the spine and the DNA and the vertebrae is available and ready to receive neck up and head in such a way that you're ready to be balanced on both sides to receive this infusion. Having said that now, I want us all to take in breaths. So as you take in the first breath, you're going to breathe in calm. And you can even exhale a sigh of relief to breathe out stress. Look what it took to get you here tonight. Today was a little erratic for me as well. And I felt like I landed into Oz, down on the house on the witch, but we're here in Oz. So let's now take that opportunity that we have landed together as a circle. We don't even know how many of us are on the call. It doesn't matter, but it is the right group of people. You're here for a reason. That reason will be revealed now. Take a full deep breath. Breathe in calm. Breathe out stress. Breathe in a very deep breath of calm. And from the top of your head now, above where that cradle cap was as a baby, continue your breath. Make sure that it's deep and slow and that you exhale with a sigh of relief. And at that top of your head there, where you have the where the cradle cap was, right there, we have 1 inch above it appearing a candle flame. That candle flame is the Holy Spirit. It is chi. It is your higher self. For those of you who are agnostic or atheists, it doesn't matter. The source law of life energy is there regardless of the label you put on it. For those of you who are Christian, those of you who are not Christian, for those of you who are Jewish, all of this, they are all rivers that flow to the divine top of your crown chakra to bless you as a conscious spiritual entity living in the 3D world. So now allow that flame to appear over your head. And if you would imagine a trickle or a little tickle above the head as that flame flickers with light, anointing you with both conscious and subconscious awareness and super conscious awareness. See yourself now breathing in, and as you exhale, the flame above your head gets brighter. These visualizations help your body and your heart and your subconscious to be in a state of receptivity before I send the infusion. And look, in that light appears a third eye. It's closed. The all-seeing eye. The you that knows that it has a connection beyond the particles of the skin and of the blood and the bones of your body. That eye is about to open so that your third eye will open to see all. Into the soul of you are, of who you are, and the soul of those around us in this circle. And as that eye opens up, see the beautiful cobalt blue iris of that beautiful eye, neither masculine nor feminine, both masculine and feminine, but a powerful sense of the all beyond gender, beyond race, beyond history and age. And as that eye now recognizes that it's being seen and you've called that eye in, a beautiful teardrop of joy and appreciation for all that you had to do to get here tonight. Paying bills, dealing with relatives, dealing with things inside and outside, having your best to have the hope that something might happen tonight when in fact it will. That little tear comes out of that eye, out of appreciation in the middle of the flame. Take in a deep breath, and that tear trickles down and drops into the top of the head, down, softening in the hair and absorbing into the skull and into the skin, into the brain, and now a continual trickle of water of life, of the water of the river of consciousness that the sentinels of the sun and the guardians of the moon, all the angelics and the whole-eyed beings, the Christed ones and those walking the earth who are walking blessings now to come around all of us, all angelics, all ancestors, to now be behind you in the perspective room that you are. These ones now gently put their hands on your shoulder from behind and push us all together into one large circle, into one room and church of the mind, one temple of the mind, one temple of the inner soul. You can by now feel the difference now between the top of your head down to your shoulders. Feel the difference between your shoulders up and the rest of your body, that there's an energy coming down. Now we're going to allow that energy to start continuing down. It will travel all the way down through, and you can guide it as much as you want. If you concentrate on your circulation, concentrate on the blood flow, allow it to come down on its own. So it's going past the shoulders, past the biceps, past the elbows, going into the circulatory, the collarbone, down into the lungs, down into the heart. We're going to let it do its thing for the next few minutes. You don't have to monitor it, but know that it will travel all the way down to your ankles and finally saturate you, anchoring you to the earth below you as the energy continues to wash away out emotional toxins thus far, clearing you so that you are a newborn baby this moment, this time, in the next 2 minutes. Please know and understand that the next information I'm about to give you is channeled for the group. It is time to reinvent yourselves, brothers and sisters, dear mothers and fathers. Recognize that this is time to reinvent yourself as someone beyond history, as someone beyond family origin and ethnicity, beyond your education or the lack of, beyond your emotional prejudices or judgmental things that you have had to use for survival up until this time. Recognize that we know from the core of the infinite that you have had a hard time with disappointments. For many hopes and dreams that you've had from 10, 15, 25, 30 on up into the ages of those seniors on the phone, we know that you can see yourself disappointed in life and the things where you thought you would be at this time are not that. We also recognize because of it that there have been sadnesses for your children and sadnesses for the messages of the young people and how they are in duress, not knowing what to do. See the violence and all that's happening in the earth right now with people amassing guns for protection. See the governments and the politicians being like children, slinging hash with each other and yet promising peace and delivering none. Recognize that if you had all the money in the world, every one of you would be helping yourself as well as others, and you're not able to do that. Trust me when I tell you that the losses you are incurring are losses that no longer serve. You have a specific prayer and mantra for all of the people on the call tonight, and that is, I trust myself and my connection to the divine. I trust myself and my connection to the divine. I trust myself and my direct lineage and connection to the divine. So for this next minute now, as we are quiet, I am going to send the infusion of Holy Spirit, of Qi, and I'm going to send that starting now. For this 1 30-second period, I will be quiet sending it, and then I will guide you through the rest of it at this time. On the count of three, just allow yourself to receive a gentle, beautiful massage of energy and light. Pay attention to anything that you see in your mind's eye. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your heart. But above all, pay attention to your soul and your wishes for making dreams to come true. At this particular time, on the count of three, the energy infusion will be installed. 1, 2, 3. I'll be right back. Take it in, full breath, second phase of the infusion is I want you to personally, in your own heart and mind, send out an irresistible invitation to your guides, angels, and relatives to come into the room that much closer to you, an irresistible invitation, and send that now as I send phase two of the infusion. Finally, in phase three, ask yet another irresistible invitation for your guides, angelics, relatives, ancestors to come in even closer to the body, closer within you and closing in on our circle tonight to allow in across the all, the unseen, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, to come in palpably into the room, filling the room with presence. I want everyone to take their left hand and have it on their left leg, but have it so that their palm is facing up. And see that third eye, the Holy Spirit opening up in that hand, opening up into your left palm. I'm actually sending energy into your left hand. Everyone is receiving. You may feel a twitch or a tickle. There we go. Having said that, now obviously the next thing will be to take your right hand and have it on your right leg, palm up. Feel the difference between the left hand and the right hand. The left hand has the third eye open. The right hand is about to feel the difference. Almost the right hand almost feels dead compared to the left. Now we're going to wake that up, and I'm going to douse and infuse into the right hand. Third eye that's closed to appear. To open up, third eye open, happy that it is seen. And at this time, with your head straight out in front of you, see above you now with that incredible flame on the top of your head, dripping down into the head, that the third eye appears in between your eyebrows, opening up the mystic in you, the mother, the father, the psychic, the sage, the Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, and by the order of Melchizedek, kings and priests, all of you, to open up to all three of these eyes from the middle of your forehead to your left hand, to your right hand, back up to the head. See a pyramid being formed of light. So this string of light, pretty much the size of dental floss, coming from the left hand up to the third eye of the forehead, down to the right hand, across your lap to the left. The final part, I'm going to raise the frequency of the energy for the whole group to receive the gift of healing, Holy Spirit, of whatever it looks like, because you want it and you ask for it, but for no other reason but grace. All right. Take a deep breath of appreciation. Take your left hand. Put that on your stomach, caressing and comforting your stomach and all you've had to ingest and digest. Take your right hand, even though you're on the call, if you can, and put that on your chest. If you're holding a phone, switch hands, but make sure that the left hand touches the stomach. And when that's done, take and switch the phone and take your right hand and put it on your heart, on your chest. And we're ready now for phone calls. Anyone can call in at this time and experience, even call and ask us what you're experiencing with this meditation and this energy infusion. But by all means, we would have you call and ask for a request for some situation that needs to be removed as far as block. By all means, Cynthia, allow those callers to come in if there's anyone who would like to call in.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Cynthia?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm trying to keep up with the people in the chat room, so, and let them know what's going on. So I couldn't focus like I wanted to. Sorry about
you're
that.
You're being our blessed moderator. But
I don't have any help. I know. I don't have any help tonight. Hold on.
Everyone Let's... send Cynthia some energy.
Please. 7499, you're on the air. 985?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Amy. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
You remember me? Amy from the Big Glow.
Oh, Amy. Hello, hello. Yes.
Hey.
Yes. How are you?
Amy from New Orleans.
There you
I'm
go.
Doing
How are you
fine.
Doing now, Amy?
Good. Trying to make some transitions and just wanted to call in and say hi and just listen in. I got a lot out of the first one, the last one that you did. I didn't get to call in, but I got to listen, and it seemed like everything that that was being said to everybody else was happening to me at the same time. So,
right, right. Well, I've got something for you I want to share, and tell me if I'm right, because this is an intuitive hit. Right now, you're looking at what you've done career-wise the last 6 months, and I can see that you're looking at the amount of time and effort put in for the amount of money and what you've received as far as the harvest, and it's not adding up. Am I right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So what would be a request you'd like to have as far as energy blocks? Would it be around that topic?
It's kind of like everything. I'm making changes as to I was a travel nurse, and I'm trying to stop traveling and stay put and have some stability. And so I love the beach. I love the water, the ocean, the salt air, everything. I also do, have been getting certified in energy work, pranic healing, and Reiki and all sorts of things, and really feeling like I want to do things like that instead of, the actual nursing. But I always end up going back into the nursing because of the money, because
well,
it
not
is.
Not only that, but also you're established there. You see, you've built a grid. Whenever we do something, we build up a grid and it starts to flow. So when you're changing positions, you're changing, inventing or reinventing yourself at all, there's a change. And so you have to build that new grid. Now, if you were to have anything taken off you or cleared energetically for you blockwise, what would it be? Because that's what we're here to do tonight.
I'm looking for my soulmate. I'm wanting to settle down. I don't want to be alone anymore. I want someone to share my life with. I feel I found them, but there's complications. And so I think I'm looking for direction as to, do I kind of trust my feelings and believe that this is it, or am I,
Okay, well, in this case, let me help you out with this, because time is of the essence with the amount of people calling in. I want to say this. I want to see if I can see the harmony between you and this individual. Is it possible for you to give me a first name or the first initial?
D.
Okay, so everyone that's on the call and on the group, her wish is to see she has someone that's in relationship, you are in relationship, correct?
No, well, we are, but we're not.
Okay, well, right there, that needs clarity, don't we? Okay, so the best we can do tonight, which would really, really make it easy, is to have clarity. If you're going to go forward, then you build on that, but you can't build on a land if the title of the land or the perk test hasn't been done and it's not clear, and you definitely don't want to hang the drapes up if you haven't got the key to the door or the lease or the title. So in this particular case, we want her to be clear of any blocks or erratic energy that's not making it. In other words, if it's not going to happen, you want to move on. I want everyone on the group, her name is Amy, that's all you need to know, is to take one of your hands, whatever it is, and put it on your heart. And Amy, you're going to stand in the middle of the circle, because everyone else on the call is in the parameter. We're all sitting as a council for you, and we're putting you in the hot seat in the middle, okay? All you need to do now is sit back and relax, and what we're going to give you is the energy of clarity regarding partnership. So I'm going to say that intuitively, this is going to be an infusion of light and energy that will help you define very clearly that you send out the signal and glow with life partnership energy. That would mean that if it's not him, he's not going to be able to stand the light, he's going to move on. You will be able to be energetically free of him and attract that who you want. Okay?
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So you just sit back, and everyone else on the group, on the call, be her pal, because if she gets what she wants, so will you. If there's somebody out there who's lonely right now and that's what the problem is, you can relate. So if someone else is in a loving relationship on the call or dating someone or just ended a relationship and have found themselves, you know what it's like to go through what she's going through. So this is what we get to do. We get to pull off something that right now she's not been able to clear up herself and watch the magic happen. Everyone, put your hand, the free hand that you have, on your heart. See Amy sitting in the middle of the circle. Amy, let me know when you're sitting in your mind in the middle of the circle.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. Everyone else, take your hand, palm up, and send her Holy Spirit, Reiki, energy, whatever you want to call it, and send it to her heart and to her mind and her body to get extremely clean and clear, filled with light, filled with kinetic energy, affecting the heart and affecting the logical thinking mind, so that her heart and her mind are in harmony with no self-sabotage, clear. Just take it in. Now I'm going to measure you, Amy. As far as a relationship goes, what percentage, what block does she have? Well, it's okay. 26. Okay, here's what I'm getting, and everyone can hear this as they're sending you the energy. There are beliefs, thoughts, and memories that you have about relationships and how they're going to go that are self-imposed and by association. And it is affecting you, according to the dowsing system, 80% negative. So neutralize and scramble. Now we have a category to work on her. Everyone who's on the call, all my helpers, visualize her neutralizing and scrambling beliefs, negative thoughts, and even negative memories of relationships that do not work. Let it go. And the pendulum is spinning counterclockwise very strongly, winding down, clear. Now it's neutralized. Everyone who's ever been in love successfully has had that time that was a perfect moment for them. Bring that energy up. You've had it once, you can have it again. And raise it and give it to Amy. Send it to her heart. Amy, you sit back and relax like a massage. Good. Your body assimilated it 75%. So, Amy, tonight, keep that prayer in mind, drink a lot of water, and keep in touch and let us know how you do in the next few weeks.
Okay, I will.
How do you feel?
I feel really relaxed, like really calm. I was really stressed,
right.
And I feel good.
You received a lot of energy from a lot of people. Okay, we have to move on to the next caller. Thanks, Amy.
Okay,
thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to thank everybody on the call. I can feel people, really powerful people on the line doing this with us. It's exciting.
It is. 9473. All right. Hi, you're on the air. 203. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Woody.
Hey, Woody. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Do you have something you want to work on tonight with Bill?
Yes. Got some physical. I'm not feeling well, so I just want to work on my health.
Okay.
Has this been a chronic thing that you've been working on for a long time, or is this just a recent thing, like the last few months?
What, Woody? My health?
Yeah, is this health issue that you're here, has this been going on for a while, or is this something current?
Like 2 weeks now.
Okay, so I get it. It's not been going on for years. It's just something that's been happening for the last 2 weeks. It's not. Yeah, it's just been recent. Okay, let's find out. Okay, we've got our whole posse with us, whoever's out there. Let's first find out exactly where and the first thing that has to be pulled off, because as everyone knows, if you're in metaphysics of any kind, even if you're in an allopathic nurse or doctor, that dis-ease comes from stress and emotional trauma and oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is oxidation is what causes the body to break down. That's what causes all the major diseases, is that the oxidation from stress. If you cut an apple in half, it starts to brown. That's oxidation. So that's how disease starts first. But I want to ask on Woody's behalf, what is the number one thing that has to be cleared for him to help the flow of the healing begin? And let me ask what that is right now. Okay, single digit number it is. All right, so according to this, the category that I see in my dowsing system is the category 27, which is America's favorite problem. Everybody in this country, for some reason, has a love affair with self-sabotage, self-destruct, self-hate, self-punishment, or mental programs. So, for instance, if in fact you behaved or made choices or did something that you felt you should not have done, that could create guilt. In turn, that could create a habit. In turn, that could create an illness. On the other hand, if there's a mental program about certain things, people many times get disease because they feel it's hereditary, or they've smoked, or they've done this, or they've done that. Woody, it's not here and now that we would get into that personal part of that with you, but that category or frequency is affecting you 60% of the illness itself. So everybody, all of you on the phone know how to have been involved with your own self-sabotage, doing one thing when you want to do another, going on a diet and celebrating with a whole cheesecake. I mean, you know how to self-sabotage. You know
That's
how to self-sabotage. You know, I say I'm a cheeseaholic and I only have one thin slice. Well, I do have one thin slice, but I cut 30 of them. So for you, Woody, we have 60%, almost 70% of self-sabotage and mental programming in your emotions. We're going to pull that off you right now. Everyone on the call, his name is Woody. We don't even know what the health problem is, and it really doesn't matter. At this particular time, we want to neutralize and scramble anything in the emotional and mental plane that causes him to beat himself up, to do things he knows he shouldn't but justifies or just does it by habit, any mental programming that gets him to believe that because of this now he has to suffer through disease. Now, there's a difference between doing things and paying the price. That's just cause and effect. But dis-ease comes from the emotional trauma of belief systems. And here it's the pendulum. I have a very special pendulum. It's like a psychic surgery. It's powerful. I never take it out of my pocket. And, Woody, it is really spinning deeply counterclockwise, pulling off self-hate, self-punishment, self-sabotage, being down on yourself. And then because of this illness, you even feel bad about that as if it's your fault. So let's take that all off. It's neutralizing down to zero. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be reversed. So everyone on the group, we're all neutralized with our own self-sabotage and our punishment, self-hate, our mental programming. Now let's turn it into compassion. We want Woody for the rest of the month to feel calm, to get the answers as to what's going on. The symptoms can be relieved and start to dissipate. Self-love, expecting miracle, in a very relaxed state, if you want to call it Holy Spirit or Reiki. You know, much healing spirit has been documented with machinery. It can actually be gauged. So let this man receive this. Woody, I want you to make sure that you're now sitting in the middle of the circle. And I want everyone that's in the circle, in the parameters of the circle, take their opposite hand, put it up to the heavens, expect a ball of light or fire, come down into the palm the size of a golf ball. You'll be able to pitch that to the lower side of his back. So let it build up into your hand and send it to the phone behind him in between his lungs and send the energies to what he knows. your body's accepting this infusion 80%, 80% positive. Woody, anything else you want to share?
Feel it more calm.
Okay. Well, that's the effects of getting us receptive. All right, so let us know how you do, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Woody.
Keep in touch. All right.
Have a good one.
Take care. Wow, I want to share at this point. Go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that when I send that energy out, my hands just get really hot.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the sensations I go through is my I get lightheaded, and it's almost like the hairs that are on my scalp start to tingle and tickle. And also I find that my breathing wants to be shallow because we don't want to move, but we do have to breathe deeply on this. I want to share something real quickly. I don't know if Elizabeth is on the phone tonight, but I talked to her about it. Elizabeth has a 3.5-year-old son that I'm working with who I met briefly in Chicago. He was born with autism and all kinds of lists of things, oxygen to the brain at birth. All this stuff is going on for this young boy, and I met him briefly while I was doing a program in Chicago a month ago. Well, Cynthia, with a lock of his hair, two photographs and a little scribble, since he doesn't write, I was able to come home and work with him with the dowsing system. Do you know, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, for the very first time, he spoke and said, "Hi, Mommy."
Wow.
And the physical therapist and the therapist there are saying, "We don't know what miracle drug you're giving this boy, but it's hi, Mommy, hi, Daddy, want banana, want, want." And he's singing and he's up and he's positive. He's an incredibly powerful young boy.
Wow.
And I've never spoken before, and they said it's amazing. So, Elizabeth, if you're on here, please call in. If not, she's given me permission to put it in my newsletter and share the story. Children receive this stuff so easy. I mean, the boy actually talks to me through his photograph. They've not gone through what adults have gone through, and that's ego and adulthood, which, you know, most adults, most of our leaders, aren't that all adult. When we get out of our head and become childlike and receive, I mean, I can't help but think that other children like him, as I delve into this, it's going to get better and better. So I wanted to share that story because that happened last time.
Wow.
Let's take our next caller.
Okay. 5502, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What is your name?
It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Do you have a question for Bill tonight?
I do. I have been having right foot pain, and I would like to help. It's preventing me from moving forward of the things that I want to do, and I would like to get some relief from that versus having to have surgery.
Okay. Do you have any idea what it is that they diagnostically said it was going on with your foot?
Yeah, it's called plantar fasciitis.
When did this? What's it called?
It's called plantar fasciitis.
Okay. And when did this first start with you?
When I hurt my knee about 17 months ago. It's been coming on and off, and they've been putting steroid shots in it. So.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask, in my dowsing system that I have with the charts and the graphs and the pendulum in front of me, of the 56 set points that I work with, does she need something to take muscle? Of the 56 set points, is it a single digit? No. Is it a double digit? No. It's in the book. What book is it? What chapter is it? Chapter 10. Chapter 10 says to me, changing beliefs. What percentage of her belief system has to change? 50% negative, so we're going to neutralize and scramble that. My belief is that around the time this happened for you, when it started to develop, this thing is not hereditary, is it?
No.
No, no. So you had problems with your knee, and then it now has traveled down to the foot, correct?
It was, I tore my meniscus in my left knee, and because I was limping so hard on my left knee, all my right foot took most of the weight, and I started limping with it.
Okay, so what are you doing holistically for the health? Are you doing massage, acupuncture?
I'm not doing acupuncture. I've been doing physical therapy, and they've been doing some type of light therapy with it. They've been doing like electric stuff with my foot. They've been doing exercises and stretches. I've gone 8 weeks through therapy, and I really can't tell much of a difference.
So 8 weeks of all that, you're not seeing a difference at all?
Not really.
All right, everyone, let's try and see what happens for Debbie at this time. Many of us are not physicians, including myself. Many of us don't have the knowledge or the labels of what's happened to her that they've been given on her. But there's always something that we're not seeing that adds to the problem. How many times have we seen with a change in diet or a certain modality, it shifts? But what I got here for you is changing the belief system. Now, here's the thing. Debbie, when you're trying to get help in something like this, you're trying that, and nothing's working, it gets discouraging, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. And then it affects your finances, and then it affects your ability to function, and then it starts to start worrying about the future, what's going to happen. So rather than worry, I want you to now wonder. I want you to sit in the middle of the chair, in the middle of the circle, in the middle of the room, mentally put yourself there. And Debbie, if we were to look at you sitting in the chair, like say you were sitting in front of me, which foot, left or right? I'm looking at you, so it would be my left or my right. Which foot are we concentrating on?
My right.
You're right. So if I'm looking at you, it would be my left, correct?
Right.
Okay, everybody, she's in a circle. And everyone, if you can, any hand that is dominant, take that hand. You're all part of this, and if she gets healing, you get a healing, and send energy to her right foot, which is actually your left. So send that information now. You sit back and relax, Debbie, and take it. If anybody can visualize even changing the color from gold to blue to lavender or lilac to white, just fill the foot with oxygenation. See the muscles and the tendons releasing as if it was getting baked in the sun by Holy Spirit to recalibrate any toxins locked there. See the bones really correcting themselves. Okay, so in the category of the dowsing system that I worked with, your changing beliefs, it was 60% negative. We now have raised it. Your body has assimilated the energy to at least 80%. Debbie, do you drink soda or carbonated drinks at all?
Maybe 3 a week.
Yeah, I'd stay off all carbonation, all sports drinks. So you drink much coffee with caffeine?
I do drink 2 cups in the morning.
Yeah, I'd have you cut that down big time. The other thing I'd like to have you do, and this is good for everyone, my dear friend Tony, who is a national nutritional expert, she wrote a book, Get Clean, Go Green, Eco Diet, and she keeps in touch with all the latest findings. Getting a quart of really good ionic structured water. I have a Kangen water machine, but others have different water machines that are purely alkaline. If you take a quart of water and put a quarter of a teaspoon of Celtic sea salt and put it in that water. It's salt water. It is really the Holy Spirit's way or nature's way of creating a sports drink for electrolytes. Gatorade is not that. It's got a lot of additives. You do not want to do that. But if you drink that quart, sip it throughout the day, if you drink that, the electrolytes in your body will help the flow in all aspects of your body, especially toxins. The other thing I would say is I would have you stay away from alcohol and dairy for a while. And I do believe that acupuncture, although you may be afraid of needles and acupressure, is going to be some way to keep the chi flowing for you so that you can have new movement in that foot. Everyone in the circle, send her one more hit of light and energy towards that foot. And Debbie, I want you to sit back and relax. We may not have the diagnostic, but we have the hope, will, and the prayer. And as I say this, the clouds just broke at sunset here in Sarasota, Florida. This beautiful sun is breaking through. Its rays, it's shining under the clouds. The other thing, too, is on an emotional way, Debbie, you have not felt supported. You've been standing, you know, now you're not able to stand on this foot. You need to be on your own 2 feet. You need to stand firm. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Good. So expect a miracle and hopeful and to be led to the right science and the right holistic things. But let's see how we do with this energy and keep in touch with us and let us know.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. One of the things you can do is get on Circles of Prosperity and in the blog there that Cynthia has set up, and you can report back to us how you're doing. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I turned our mic off. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Debbie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Debbie,
no,
I'm sorry.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call tonight.
Thank you for the healing.
Okay. Let's see. Hi, Jay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. You have a question for Bill tonight?
I do. Hi, Bill. It's Jay in Sarasota.
Hi, Jay.
How are you?
I know four Jays in Sarasota. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. My question.
Oh, now I know which Jay this is. Hey, you're on the air. That's great. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, dude. I am calling about my work. I'm feeling like I'm getting nudged for a career change, and I just want some clarity around that.
Okay, now this is really cool because I just met Jay this week, right, Jay?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so now I have a visual, and I've actually been in his presence, so this is going to be really easy. I'm asking the guides of the guidance system that I use, of the Raymond Grace Dowsing System, I want to ask of the 56 set points regarding him. Are you feeling like you want a change of work, or you just want some clarity on it?
Both.
All right, okay. Any blocks to his work or his career path at this time, okay? Is there any blocks at all? Of the 56 set points, is it a single digit? Yes. What is the number? Number 28. That category is...
He's laying in a bed versus sleeping in a recliner.
Who's that talking on the line? Hello? Hi, is anyone there?
That was interesting.
Cynthia?
Yes, I'm here. I left a mic on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I hear someone talking in the background. It threw me off. Jay, are you still there?
I am still here, yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah, I can hear you fine. I just heard a conversation going on, and I didn't know. It kind of distracted what we were doing. Okay, so everyone on the call, I want everyone to take a breath. This man's name is Jay. Jay, stand in the middle, walk towards the center of the circle, and sit in the chair. And what Jay is looking for is clarity and direction on his career, on his job, on his what he's doing. You know, I got to tell you, there's having a job and doing a life purpose work. And because of the last 10 years of the economy being the way it's done, very few people, whether they've been extremely financially successful or just getting by, very few people nowadays are talking about just getting by. It seems that this blessing of having so much problems financially is making people go in with the deeper meaning and wanting to do something that makes a difference. That's the flip side of things going down. So the number one thing is, Jay, money is no object, not to live in any way, shape, or form as like you have to budget or be frugal, because that does have an effect on our ability to unlock the prisoner of the mind. We also know that when you get your – see, I'm getting from you, Jay, that you're not the kind of person that just does work for the money. Because if you did, you'd be sweeping dirt under the carpet, not doing that great of a job. You come from a place of inspiration. You don't come from obligation just because of the money. If everybody were that way, we would all be serving each other and doing better work ourselves. And so this change of work is because of feeling stagnant. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So things are going to happen really rapidly. This is an easy one. Everyone on the call can say the same thing. I love my job. I've been at it 3 years. I'd like a new – I think they've done a study that every person today, because we are so educated because of the Internet, changes their job or their position in a company or moves on every 3.5 years. That is the norm. The days of staying with a job until you got your gold watch and retired are no longer there. The world doesn't exist that way anymore, and even if it did, we need constant stimulus because of the mental stimulation we have with this world of mass communication. So are there any blocks at all to Jay getting any amount of clarity and having new inspirations regarding work? The answer is yes. Of the 56 set points, is it a single digit? Yes. What is the number? Is it number 23? Yes. That category is the percentage of original soul that was present with you at birth. So how much of Jay's original soul that he came in with is being blocked? 70% negative. When I say 70% negative, I don't mean negative evil, negative charge, AC/DC, like your battery. So this is what goes on. We get born, we come into this life, and that original soul or the chi and the life force energy that's in us can be kicked around, bumped out. First of all, we go through the trauma of a public school system, and then we go from there to high school, and then we see the world as being someplace that we have to defend and protect ourselves from. So the original soul of a child that can dream up and think anything and talk to different dimensions gets kicked out. So recently, because you're a caring man and you are of service, it's been a lot of your original soul has been either bopped out or tired. I want everyone to take your right hand, if you can, and put Jay in the middle of the circle. Send him energy of being re-infused with the original soul, all the energy of that newborn baby, of that young child being put back into his body, not half out, putting it back into his body so that he has no bodily or emotional history to the work struggles he's dealt with thus far. I'm going to neutralize and scramble it with my pendulum. I want everybody to see him getting clear as to what ifs, fears, trepidations, struggle. Jay, I want you, while you're receiving this energy, to go back to your most perfect employment time, something that you did, that you've done, any time at all that comes up, that was so cool, you could have done it for free, but you didn't. So some kind of work that you love to do, may have even been this last year, but something that puts you in a way that I'm so glad I do this work, I love what I do, and you feel like you're making a difference. Bring that memory up. In fact, everyone, we all need to do that. We have to remember during the challenging times when things are good and when we enjoy what we do. Bring that up, and everyone pull off, Jay, any blocks, seen or unseen, conscious or unconscious, that would prevent him from being so totally handed to him a position, a job, recognition for the work and the life skills he has, to bring him to the next level of inspiration. Okay, the pendulum has stopped taking the negative off. Now, everyone, energy cannot die. It will only be flipped now to the most positive. Everyone, for yourself and for Jay, raise the spirit of inspiration, doors opening, creating a whole different venue for him to create work. Jay, I want you to sit there and feel that energy coming in and visualize doors in a circle all around you opening up. How much did he assimilate? You took it in 60% into the subconscious. So let's sit with that for tonight. See how it goes. Because I know you now, you live here, we can get together again. Recognize that the dowsing that I do has become powerful because of the grid of the intention of everyone we work with, including this group. You can go on my website, www.billbowersguidance.com, read up more on dowsing, and we're going to be spending more time on that at another time. But for this particular case, I'm expecting some really good stuff coming up. And I think that brainstorming things will be there. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very full. Full and inspired, yes. Thank you. I'm going to get everything in the group, too.
Okay. Yes, thank you, group, whoever you are, because you're getting it as well.
Yes,
wow.
Indeed.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye, Jay.
Right, bye-bye.
Listen, we've got people coming up in the chat room, Bill, and with some questions. Hold on one second, okay?
Yeah,
and,
I think it's a good time for questions.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to wait to get the chat room up. So I have some questions here. I lost some of the script. Hold on. Empress 11 says, I am in need of clarity as to what is best path for me to take at this time. And she says, have had a few, and the last one clearly isn't right. So do you want to try to do this via chat?
So you're going to type back for me?
I will. I hope they're listening in, too. Let me see.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, the number one thing is that this person, this is a woman, correct?
I don't know. She's typing.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to find
out.
Well,
the number one.
Oh, she says she's
on the phone. I can
tell you
right now.
She says she's on the phone. Hold on. I need the last four digits or your area code, and then we can put her on the line.
Got it.
Empress 11. Okay. Empress 11.
Hello. Thank you. That was so perfect, the timing and synchronicity of this.
I've always wanted to meet an empress.
See that? Ask and you shall receive. I needed clarity. See?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the number one thing is, are you not sleeping well? Are you up night thinking and wondering about what to do next?
That's what made me leave my last position was I was not well.
Yeah.
And I worked in fundraising at a major university, and I used to love it.
Yeah.
But now I realize that the doors aren't opening. So when they don't open, there's a reason, but I also need to have income and support myself. So sometimes I worry,
because lately that you're taking that to Bedview at home, and it's really, really difficult because you're a conscientious person. People think sometimes that having faith does not mean blind faith. You do need to see action. I was talking this way with my son just before I got off on the call, is that we can work on ourselves emotionally, spiritually, and visualize, but the universe and the 3D world has got to open doors up for us so we can pay our bills, eat the right foods. And even Solomon himself said that there's nothing prettier than a man and woman should work hard for what they do, love what they do, and get remunerated for it and recognized for a job well done. It is the gift of God. So with the media and with this country going through so many changes, as many other countries have been dealing with all along, this not knowing, this climate of instability or constant change can make us, it can be crazy making. Let's then change that around to stand into the eye of the tempest, in the eye of the storm, where everything else is swinging around, because we have a direct connection to the divine to lead us because we ask for it. So the number one thing is, whatever you do, however you do it, I would ask that you consider to make sure that the last 30 minutes before you get to sleep, that you become in an incredibly relaxed state and invoking Holy Spirit, invoking the All consciousness itself, and allow it in to make sure that in your mind you're at a restful place so you can daydream, which would turn into dream. Now, one of the ways that can help, and this is what I call the 21-day script. The 21-day script is we develop or we write up a mantra that's specific for you. And when we find out what that mantra is, when you're in that relaxed state, Empress, then what you do is with a pad of paper and a pen, you write down the mantra 21 times for 21 nights. And what would be a good one? Like, I am open, I am ready for employment. Let's come up with a mantra for you right now. Let's kind of figure this one out. So let me ask you something. You love what you do, right?
I used to love what I do.
What are some of the things that you... What are some of the skills that you bring to the table that you love to use? Your top skills. What do you enjoy doing?
I love giving people information that they need in helping them. I would like to have a center similar to what you do, empower other people, is what I'd love to do.
Uh-huh.
And in you know, in an office environment, solving problems, providing information, and getting things organized and accomplished.
Okay. And you've done some. You've done this before, yes?
Yes. I've run a business.
All right, so, Okay, so let's find a mantra for you that is practically a prophecy so that each time you write it just magnifies the truth of it. So let me put it this way. Let me run it by you. Tell me how this sounds. I am open to new territories or new – not territories. I am open to new experiences – of career, path, and education. Does that sound good?
That sounds perfect. I am open to new experiences. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Of career, path, and what was the end part? Because I could only write fast.
Career expansion, I think. Yeah, okay. And career expansion.
Okay.
And one of the things I would have you do is tweak it so it's in the present moment, like it's happening right now. I am enjoying, not I am. I am open. I am open means you're ready to receive it. But I think that by saying I am enjoying just something in the present moment as if you're experiencing it now. So play with that, because we don't want to spend too much time on the mantra. That's for you to decide. Tweak it so it resonates every word as if you're creating it now. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing I want to say is that there are many ways to network and resource. Social media helps you a lot, too. Some of the ways with which you've attempted to get work in the last 9 months have been kind of trial and error. You're just trying to see what's out there. But I would have you write a resume to yourself that has a threefold description. If you have X amount of skills and there's three different job possibilities that you'd like to approach, or there's an ad for or a position, you would tweak that resume each time so it fits the mold of what they want to hear. It's not deception, but what it is, you're showing how you can tailor-made and morph yourself into positions so that they need you. But most of all, being out there socially and just being and beaming can get you a lot of contacts and in the back door through people who know you, because referrals are the best way to get to a job or a position or a project before it's even open. How many times have we done this before? We've asked Holy Spirit to help, where someone wants to buy a house, someone wants to sell a house, they're at a party and they realize, I'm about to put my house on the market, they come over and they buy it, and they're the first ones in, they're in the door. That is the lightning-fast way in these 21 days that you can have that happen as you write this script.
Okay, and I actually have a workshop Wednesday that's critiquing exactly what you told me to do with pull job descriptions and skills and make resumes up for those.
Right,
and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. Well, Spirit's showing it to me. And would you mind sitting in the chair in the middle of a circle so that we can all give this energy to have that happen? I mean, I already see you emailing Cynthia or going through the circles of prosperity. I already see you giving us, guess what, I've got two job offers. I've got three. I don't even know which one I should have, Bill. I'm going to give you a call. We'll figure out which one you're going to do. That can happen. spirit be with and God be with the amount of faith that you show. But it's not just faith. It's glowing with inspiration as you walk around hyped up and ready for the probability that anything can come your way. You become a walking blessing. And avoid the spirit of doubt. Do not listen to the news. Do not listen to anybody else's economy or worries about it, because that only will filter and infiltrate into the divine seed of the idea that universal mind wants you to have. Okay?
Okay.
Are you sitting in the middle of a chair?
I'm on the edge of my bed, actually.
All right, well, pretend you're visualize yourself, you're sitting in the middle of the circle, and all the people on the call are ready to give you an energy fusion. And you're going to receive this information and this energy. The blessing of jobs being handed to you. And to the degree that you believe that you are worthy and that can happen is what will happen. Will come. Absolutely no room for anxiety or worry. Don't worry. Wonder how things will happen. Everyone send the signal. For that matter, gosh, I can feel some anxiety. Some of the people on the call are anxious because they're going through the same thing. And I can feel people saying, well, it sounds nice, but I can feel the resistance of some of the people on the line going, yeah, but, well, I'd like it. It sounds nice now, but will it really happen? I've been kissed before. I know this can happen, but I know there's also been letdowns. In fact, there have been some people on the line, and I'm doing kind of a psychic reading right now, that got a job and then lost it 2 weeks later, or got a job and it turned into a nightmare because the boss was a total idiot or gave them trouble or stress. All of that falls away when you know who you are and what you're worthy of. The scene in the world will change, but stay stable. And help surround yourself with others that will encourage you if you start to doubt. Okay. Keep in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was pretty awesome. I'm glad I joined in.
Yeah, I want to hear what happens. I want to hear what happens in 30 days.
I will. I saved you a website, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Hey, Bill, let's take a break for a moment and give people your web address and your contact information.
Right. Well, my website is www.billbowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, guidance, G-U-I-D-A-N-C-E, billbowersguidance.com. You'll see some of the different services I provide. And also to contact me, it would be at Chakra Blue, C-H-A-K-R-A, and then the color blue, like the throat chakra, chakrablue14@yahoo.com.
Okay.
I'm available to do private contracts. The assessments are free, but then we go into contract. I'm wondering if anyone on the line who has been working with me can come forward, if there's anyone that could call and tell about last month's call or some of the stuff that's been helping for them in progress with some of the blocks they had that have broken through. If there's anybody that's on the line that could call, I don't know how we'd find out which is who, but... be interesting to see what's going on since the last call.
We'll see if someone calls in. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break here for a moment. Let Bill get a glass of water and take a pause, and then we'll be right back and finish up our healing circle. Okay?
That's great. Okay.
Hello, hello, Bill. We're back. Wow. Okay, we need to go
back
to our next. We're back. Yes. Let's go to our next caller. Cheryl?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. You have a question for Bill.
Yes, I do. I have a 15-year-old son, and he started having really bad problems going to sleep, and I think it's been about 6 months. It's been a while. And I took him to a sleep specialist, and they recommended all of these things and to take melatonin. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Melatonin,
okay. Yeah.
Right, that didn't help, so I ordered him something myself online, some type of natural herbal solution, remedy, and that did not work. So I thought maybe it was just coming from him staying up too late, but then I start having the same problem, and I felt like I was having a really bad nervous condition because I could never go to sleep. It started about 2 months ago, and now my daughter has it, and now my grandkids are getting it. The same problem, they can't sleep, at all.
Well, isn't that interesting how it started off with one, and then someone else got it, and someone else got it? So there's definitely, let me do this. I'm going to try to douse. I usually need, what we can do? I mean, because this is a private situation, this is a public venue, but I want to say this, if you can connect with me or contact me, with my email or my website, and I can give you the phone number to call. Is 828-216-9039.
Uh-huh.
That's my direct line. And what we can, because what I need when it's a family situation like that, I am working with another family, which it's the same situation that's going on. And sometimes it's in the etheric spiritual realm, and sometimes it could be a simple thing like there's too much electrical poisoning in the house that's wiring everybody. But what I would say is normally I would need your first and last name to be able to do it, but we're not going to do that. We're going to go by your first name, and I'm going to go by the sound of your voice just so we can get an idea. So, Cheryl, at this particular time, do I have your permission to do an assessment for you?
Yes.
Do I have your permission to do an assessment? Okay, good. At this particular time of the 56 set points that we have, what is the number one thing that the household or self, is it a single digit? Yes. What's the category for the family as far as sleep goes? Is it category 28? Yes. Category 28 is brainwash programs. Brainwash programs come in the form of beliefs, behaviors, and things that we do that we don't even think about. We just go ahead and do them. And a lot of it sometimes could be eating sugars or eating after 9 o'clock, watching TV, being around electromagnetic things that can wire us up. Let me see how much this is affecting you. Interesting. Cheryl, it's 0.25, which is in the spiritual realms. So on some level, there's some kind of dark energy within the house itself that is kind of blocking you from those realms of sleep that you need that helps us to replenish. I want everyone on the call, and we all know what it's like to have nervousness and not being able to sleep. When it starts affecting the whole family, it could very easily be a sick house. It could be entities in the house. It could be taking our troubles and not clearing ourselves off. One of the things that you can do is take care of each other with salt baths, or
okay,
at least foot salt baths. And that's taking sea salt, or I prefer Celtic salt, sea salt, or a cup of Epsom salt, a cup of baking soda in the water, soaking in the tub, and letting all of that negative entity and negative energy of the day that you brought home with you off of you, and then go straight to bed. But I have a feeling that this is something that has to probably be looked at privately, because there's some stuff here I would not talk about on the air. But for the most part, let's at least get you clear and clean. So, Cheryl, have a seat in the chair.
Yes.
And visualize it being a beautiful velvet throne. You're going to sit on the throne. Let's have you there. Let us know when you're there.
I'm there.
Cheryl? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the call, you know what it's like to sleep restlessly, not being able to sleep. So visualize her and all the people in her household. That's a total of how many people? How many, Cheryl?
Five.
How many? Five. All five people in the house. Okay. All five people in the house, for whatever reasons, send them the spirit of chamomile, the spirit of serotonin, the energy of rescue remedy, the spirit of Tulsi, T-U-L-S-I, which is a T, which is very calming. Raise the frequency of high oxygenation, pure oxygen, pure breath. Got it. Okay, I got the answer. How much did she assimilate this? Wow, 90%. Cheryl, you and your family receive that energy 90% from everybody sending it to you. What I'm going to do is email me or contact me tomorrow. I'm going to give you something that you can download for free that will help you with sleep, but I want to make sure it's the right frequency of sound, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it'll definitely work. Try your best to make sure that the home is really winding down in a very, very, very calming way in the house. Aromatherapies can help, lavender diffusers, candles, really, really quiet music to help wind down. But I'd stay away from stimulus electrically. So it means shutting off the TV and the computer before 8 o'clock, unless you have to. You have the kids off that stuff. And there are things they can drink, which I'll talk about offline with you, but I can send it to you, the information. It's all free. I can send all that information to you email, okay? But the number one thing that I ask of you right now that Spirit wants me to tell you is that not to worry about your children and know that you have the best employer, doctor, mother, father, and that is God. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in even more so now because you ask of it. And to rekindle the ability to talk freely and close to God every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what is your email address?
I'll send it to you.
Oh yes,
Cheryl. I'll send it to you. But it is chakrablue14@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.
And if you go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, you'll also find his information there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling us. We have about a half hour left remaining to this show. I have one guy that's in the chat room, and his name is Desalin. And he has a question about getting clarity and direction on his career in music.
Okay. So if he's on the chat line, he obviously must be listening to be able to ask the question. Is that
yes,
right?
He's listening. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So music has its own evolutional changes that it's going through right now. The reason I'm saying that is because the arts always seem to suffer in economic stress, and out of that comes the most incredible music that musicians come through because it's their way of creating church. My son is a musician. I have many friends that are musicians. I'm a vocalist, although I've never wanted to make a career of it. And the deal is that music is one of those spiritual gifts that we've been given that during these time periods, I mean, during the Depression, the Roaring Twenties, during the blues, jazz, music is what kept people inspired and alive. I lead people in dance, and I use 78 minutes of all kinds of music mixture to stir the soul up. To make a career out of music means you have to dedicate yourself to the power and the knowledge of what sound and frequency can do. My pendulum, long distance to help someone in Paris, France, like I did, or this young boy in Chicago, comes from knowing just like the dog that hears the pitches from the whistle that humans can't hear, of influence. In fact, I dare say the government and NASA and other places have done studies with sonar and sonic sound for defense. A couple of months ago, they were testing in the waters sonic sound they were putting into the water that was for defense, killing dolphins. I had a visual of a dolphin floating in the water dead, and I asked a friend of mine what that was about. We got online and saw that dolphins had heard the sound of the sonic. It messed up their navigational system, and they died thus far, and other countries are doing it too. So the person that's asking that, I want to tell you, is you have to believe in your power to be able to manipulate for good, like tuning forks, like your keyboard, pitches and sounds that vibrate. Certain sounds vibrate up in the head, certain vibrate down into the bowels of us because of its tone. The number one thing that you would need to do is the commitment to be of service to the world, but also your personal life and those of your other musicians have to be squeaky clean. Every little bit of music and musicians that I know of, when I counsel or work with them or interact with even friends and family of musicians, many times there's a lot of turmoil and inner turmoil that they're dealing with, which gets them to create the music. But in order for it to make a career, to be of service, the only way I can say this is that service will come from someone who's using instruments within their own body, their own spirituality, and their own knowing of their own divinity that will get them beyond the millions of people that want to be out there. Now, the person that asked that question, I believe, may be male, but I will say this. You know, you got to know that there's a lot of lesser mortals who are doing mediocre talent that are just marketed out there, and it's not all that different, and it's not all that good. Right now, we're living in a time of telecommunications where you can actually create your own market and your own following. There are ways to do that. So, and this individual per se, I'm going to ask right now with the dowsing system, I want to measure what percentage is he actually operating and vibrating at the level where he could be successful. Now, see, it's only 40%, so that's not good. 40%, it's got to be 70, 80, or higher for it to be a career. Otherwise, it'll be gigs on the side while you're doing the other jobs. So there's a lot of cleaning up in spirituality that has to happen. You know what, Cynthia? What's interesting about this question, and I'm glad this guy's asking, is musicians may be in the forefront of helping people in their divinity and their opening up now. And so spirit will have a vested interest in furthering that career if the person's doing it for the highest good.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing to me. Because a lot of times you have wounded people that love through the stage, creating love and love that connection, and it can become a little bit of a narcissistic thing because of the way society makes music now. They've ruined the real pure reasons why artists create what they do. But in this case, I can see that there's a strong possibility as they become unified energetically in the music that he's doing and who he collaborates with, he has a potential in the next 3 years of seeing that realized. But it has to start from the core of his bone marrow as to the motive and how to keep himself clear and clean vibrationally so he can be a, no pun intended, instrument of service.
I like that.
Yeah,
like,
well, if I'm an instrument of service, sometimes I'm a piccolo, but a lot of times I'm a tuba. I love to sing, and I never do it, and I think I sometimes should even consider going out there and singing just one night, you know, with the group or something. I haven't done it in years. But,
Dr. Reggie's saying, amen, me too.
I bet, Reggie, do you sing well? I bet you do.
I do. I've done a lot of singing. In fact, I had an Emmy on NBC for singing. I love singing. I haven't done it in a while because I've been so busy doing other things.
Yeah.
This kind of work that you're doing, I've been doing
about
that too.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that
too.
Who was that?
Yeah.
He was a rocker, if you can believe that.
I was in a rock band in L.A., and we traveled and did all kinds of music up and down the Sunset Boulevard, the Strip, the Coconut Teaser, the Roxy. I mean, a lot of different clubs, and got a lot of huge in Whiskey A Go Go, huge following, very huge following.
Wow.
And on a Tuesday night,
well, I tell
night,
you what, if I had a picture, if I had a picture of you with that, I'd turn it into a poster and spread it all over the U.S.
Oh my God, it'd be pretty wild. It was totally different. Different than the Calm Me that talks about the psychic stuff, and it really is. But it was a really wild and energetic energy, and the music was for the higher frequency and for the higher good. It really was.
Well, we have a couple of more callers I'm going to try to get to. I don't think I'll be able to do any more in the chat room, but I thank you for participating. So we're going to go to Pilar, 0563. Pilar, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you have
Hello,
a question for Bill.
Hi, Bill. My name is Pilar.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pilar.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's hard to pronounce.
Okay.
And
Pilar,
and here's
do we know
my...
each other?
No, I've never called your show before, actually.
Okay, because I there was a woman from Florida named Pilar a few years ago that I actually worked with, and that's not exactly your everyday name. I love it, but I just wanted to hear her, but that's okay.
Okay, no worries, no worries.
Okay, so what can we do for you? What's on your mind?
Basically, I've been fixing up my condo to sell it, and the realtor was pretty discouraging about being able to sell it without losing what I put down on the condo or having to bring money to the closing. And ever since then, I've just, you know, begun thinking that I will probably sell it, you know, like for sale by owner, kind of on my own without a realtor, and maybe put it on Craigslist or something.
Yeah.
And I just,
you know, I
got to
tell you, Pilar, There's a lot of negativity among realtors. I've got a friend whose house I'm at tonight because I'm using her sound system. Realtors, you know, need to be conscious as well. And if you don't have a conscious realtor, why be negative about the sale of a house? I just don't understand what that's about. But I pulled a tarot card for you, the Ace of Pentacles, and it talks about there is new monies and seed monies for deposits to be had. There's new monies to be begun. This is a good time for you to invest or reinvest with what you're doing. So what would be a block that we'd want to take off of you? What's the thing that you're blocked with about it? You don't believe that the house can sell, or is it on the market? What are you doing with it?
I am actually putting the finishing touches, and the I don't have any concern about it selling. I live in a small building, and every unit that's gone on the market sells quickly, like in 4 months or something. So I'm not concerned about it.
So what's the problem? What's the problem with the realtor? Yeah.
He just says that I won't be able to sell it for what I paid for it a year and a half ago.
Okay. How much of that do you believe?
A little. I think that if I sell it without the assistance of a realtor, I won't have any problem getting what I put into it, and then using that money to get into a place that's closer to my job and that's nicer for my daughter.
Okay, all right. All things considered in this situation, show me the probability of the asking price that she's getting, the possibility of it being actually coming to fruition. I get that 70% possible of what you'll get what you're asking for. 70% probable that you could get what you're asking for it.
Not bad.
Now there are ways of so if it was 30% less of what you're getting, that's fine, but there are ways energetically that you can do things in the house ceremonially to attract the right buyer. Because if someone walks in and it pulls on their heartstrings because it's the right location, it's near others, it's just what they wanted, they're going to want it because they are involved in it with their heart, not because of the dickering. If they want it, they're going to go after it. There are people who want to buy a house because it works on all levels for them and not so much the price. But there are ceremonial and vibrational dowsing and energetic things you can do to attract that. Now, in some cases, we've done this with realtors. I have a dear friend who's a realtor. I've gotten a lot of work from her because we clear the house energetically, then we douse and we do certain things for it so that it does sell. There are other people I've done a work for, and it's done nothing. But I can tell you right now that the number one thing that for the highest good is, if, in fact, you need this for your daughter, for yourself, then there has to be a vibrational link for you so this house moves.
Yep, I
believe so. Have a seat in the middle of the circle while the rest of us are around us are going to put you there. And everyone, callers on the line, if in fact you've just sold your house and you're glad to be rid of it, or if you're about thinking about purchasing a house, or if you, like Pilar, would like a house to sell, then you need to be on this part of the circle right now. So, Pilar, let me know when you sit in the middle of the circle.
I am sitting in the middle of the circle.
Very good. And so visualize a whole group of men and women in a big circle all around you. You're in the middle of the wheel. Okay? And I want everyone, do not have to put your hands up, but use your psychic ability to visualize her with a sold sign on her condo and a key to a new place that has more square footage than she had expected, that the asking price that they negotiated with her as far as payment, and that there are some phenomenal neighbors that are almost like family to her. So when they go in, she realizes how perfect this move was for her. It is a good time for her to move. It must happen. That any negativity at all, you see, there's one thing you're going to have, and that's patience, temperance. It may look like it's not going to happen, but it will. You may have two bids, two bites on it, and it may fall away, but hold yourself to the fact that by the third purchase and sales agreement or bid put on the house, that it will happen. And it has got to happen because there are things that our spirit has in store for you in the new place that will be your ability to help that community. So where you're going to end up is going to be a neighborhood that could use your energy.
Yay.
Everyone send Thank that you. To her. Anyone on the call who wants to move their house or a property they've got, also take some of that energy for themselves. I'm going to take, and this will be the last one, I'm going to take my pendulum and infuse the group right now with Pilar, for this to be a national experience where everyone on the call who has this situation see movement, clarity, and resolution to the problem. Pilar, you assimilated this in the body 90% according to the dowsing system. That's not bad.
Okay. That's good, right?
Very good. Yeah, I'll take it. I want what she's having. Yeah.
I'll take it too. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Keep in
That's
touch
wonderful.
With the Circles of Prosperity and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you very much for taking my call. This has been an awesome experience. Thank you.
Okay, keep that energy coming in. These sessions that we're doing with Circles of Prosperity are also archived. And I want to share that someone emailed in on us last time and said, I didn't get to go on the call, but I listened to the call and can feel the energy of the infusion through the guided meditation. So, beyond time and space, energy never dies. And if it is true what the masters have told us, that thought and every thought that's ever been made still exists and is out there in energy, then we can continue to prophesy for ourselves with prayer, self-talk, and to pray for others as we stand beyond fear. You know, false evidence appears real, and we also allow, even though money is just an energy, what people have done with money and the greed over it has been so silly that it's given money a bad name. But money, like fear, M-O-N-E-Y, means my own energy, natural energy yield. M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield. So allow yourself,
I like that one.
Despite all the hype of all that's going on, there are many, many people making money and doing well. They just don't listen to the negativity and the doubt that's being pumped into our system through media.
Thanks so much, Bill. I want to remind everybody that Circles of Prosperity, we're on the air every weekday morning from 7 to 7:45 Eastern Standard Time. And we are a morning devotion show. And throughout the month, we have special guests such as Bill Bowers, Reginald Lewis. We've had raw food healers. We bring many, many light workers to you. And also we do book studies. And our current book study is all about relationships. It's called Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to the Authentic Self by Gary Zukav. And you can listen to our archives on Blog Talk Radio. Everything is recorded. So I'm glad you joined us if this is your first time, and hope that you'll come back and visit us again. Every Friday is Oracle Friday, and we will have guest intuitives and spiritual counselors and life coaches on Oracle Friday, and it's a blast. It's our most popular show on Friday, every Friday morning at 7 a.m. So get up in the morning and call us. Give us a call. I got a special guest for you tonight, Bill. Ronitha is on the line.
You have a special guest for me?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Special caller.
Well,
Ronitha.
Well. Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reddy.
Hi, Ronitha.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm not calling in with a question. I'm calling in because you've helped me with some things, and you asked for some callers to come in that's been working with you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been enlightening. I can say that a lot of the things that you removed from the negative into the positive, I can see better. I feel better now, like I can fly like a butterfly. Now I feel like I can go back to school. I wasn't going to go back, and now I'm going back next year. So it's been a blessing. I'm able to see and do and feel free to just be at peace with a lot of things since all that's been going on, all that you've been helping me with. So I just want to say thank you and let everybody know that if they need some advice and some work that Bill do, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Wow.
Well, thank
so
you
give
for
him
that.
A call.
That's a wonderful endorsement. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure working with you. In fact, everyone, including that young boy from Chicago, I'm just so thrilled to be part of that. You know, sometimes when you expand into more spiritual energy, and we give of ourselves to each other, what happens many times on the other side of that is collapse. Because just like when you work out, you work out your muscles to fatigue, then sometimes there's an exhaustion. And so Spirit has given me the ability to experience some very, very dark lows, because sometimes I do take other people on because I care so much. And there are times when I've worked hard, and then I've gotten very, very tired and depressed because you want to help and do more. But in reality, what I have learned in this work is that just like there's the dark side of every planet, you have your light side of the moon, you have your dark side of the moon, you have the night, you have the day. After I worked with Ronitha and a couple of other people on the last full moon, I got a little overwhelmed with the amount, even in my family and other people that are hurting so much and going through so much, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. And so here's an example of why miracles can happen, even just personal signs. I had asked the universe or God, please, to help me to be not burned out or tired out, because it can be hard on the body, this kind of work. And do you know, I had to bring someone to the airport. It was Thursday morning at 5:30, I had to drop them off the airport. Well, everyone, I got home. I live across the street from my most famous beach. The moon was full, and I decided to walk to the beach first before I even went back into the house. And I had been asking for just a reassurance from Spirit that I'm not going to burn out, things will work out, that the work I'm doing is going to benefit people. And at that moment, a shooting star, I mean, I thought, what kids are playing with fireworks this early in the morning? When I saw the comet and the tail, and it fell 10 stories high of hitting the water, but right in front of me, and it fizzled and changed colors, and it took my breath away. So other intuitives, including a spiritual mother I have, I call her often. She goes, Bill, full moon, stars falling at your feet, hello. So I took that time because it was such a beautiful experience, and I said, I never doubt again. But what I do have to do, and every one of us have to do, is self-maintenance. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to rest. And the more we feel like we've got to push because of the money and work and job, that's counterproductive. We are to stand firm and know the truth inside ourselves and know that spirit is driving. And lately I've been using the illustration of driving Miss Daisy. All of us have been driving around with our hands at the wheel and our feet on the gas, tired and road weary, and then God or spirit comes along and says, would you let me drive some? So you let go of one hand and you let God put, or Morgan Freeman, on the handle. So you've got your hand on one part of the wheel and God's on the other. And pretty soon you get to trust that and you let go of the other hand so that spirit, the Holy Spirit, God is driving, but you have your foot on the gas. You are accelerating or slowing down and putting the brakes on when you need to. Pretty soon and in time, as you trust more in the face of fear, in the face of worry and stress, you end up being in the back seat, letting Morgan Freeman drive, you be Miss Daisy, and you still get to dictate where you want to go. And so I say that because all of us are going through many, many changes internally, externally. We need each other. These circles are circles of church because they're interactive. And when I do manifesting circles in person, we sit together in a circle and everyone has a voice and everyone has the opportunity to help each other in their divination. So there's no separation between spiritual leader and parishioner. Those days are changing to a nation of enlightenment and a nation of ministers. So having said that, I want everyone to consider that their ability to ask for the right wisdom in your diet, ask for the wisdom in the job, in the dating, in the getting rid of and ending a relationship. All those things will be there for you as you keep clear. My job as a dowser is to clean you up and keep you clean and dust you off from the things that you don't even know about so you can fully inspired and continue to be I'm the divine spark that opens up the pilot light so you can glow that much faster.
And so are you going to take another call tonight? Are you going to take another call?
I think I will.
Okay.
Sure. That I had to say that. That was coming in, and so I let it flow. I just had to say it.
That's okay. This is your last caller. We're losing people now. Kathy?
Yes?
This will be our last call tonight.
Thank God. I made it.
I know you did. You have a question. What's your question for Bill?
How are you? I've been working on my spirituality really hard, and I'm just hoping that I'm finally getting to where I want to be. Do you see me retiring next year and being of service to people?
Well, the number one thing I would like you to change is to not really even verbalize it that I'm working on my spirituality really hard. That is actually kind of like driving with the brakes on. And I know what you mean by that, but I just want you to hear the words and the energy and how that the soul says, you are allowing more and more and more in a deep, relaxed state, in a quiet, you enjoy. It's almost like saying, I'm really working hard at enjoying my having chocolate or eating my favorite food. Anything that nurtures, that helps you to just feel taken care of and comforted and allowing yourself to be loved and to just quietly, especially when you're alone, ask for the divine source energy, male, female, because sometimes it comes in gentle, sometimes it comes in very, very, very strong, fatherly or motherly, to come in and just fill you and fill the room and change the dimension of the room to just vibing you with Holy Spirit. That's not any work at all. And in that relaxed state, many aha moments. When we're on the beach, like I am, or in the woods, or in our favorite places with nature, it becomes that much more easier to do. if you go inside a church that's beautifully decorated, regardless of anybody preaching or not, or doing a mass or a ceremony, it is the presence of the divine, which is quiet and still, that comes in and infuses you with energy. Moses went up to the mountain to the burning bush, and he heard in his ear and his head an incredibly deep voice that was male and female. It was very strong, and it said, "Remove the sandals from thy feet, for the ground that thy stand on is holy." And Holy Spirit is powerful, and it's quiet, and it is not with effort. And you can feel it even as I speak about it, because it hears and it knows it's being spoken about. And in doing that, you will be guided and directed. The wind in your sails will get you to the port that you drive towards, but that wind is the wind of the Holy Spirit. And John chapter 3, verse 18 says that you can feel the wind, you know it's there, you can't see it. It comes here and there, it goes to and fro, and you don't know where it is, you don't see it, but you feel its effects. So is everyone born of Spirit. Having said that, you are prime ready to be of service in ways you've not thought of yet. I don't see you seeing yourself as a public figure doing public speaking, but I see yourself in a position to have that opportunity. I also know that one of the best gifts of faith that you may be tested with, and I hate to use the word test, but it's just to see that you mean business, Kathy, is that you have to be comfortable with not knowing. You have to be comfortable with the unknown and not knowing how it's going to look like, but have the ability to be the sail so that the wind can be in your system, and you may end up in places you may not thought possible. But when you're in that state of relaxation, that knowing comes into your gut, and you know you're home.
Okay. I got it.
Wow.
Being worked on by the Holy Spirit right now. And to everyone on the group, I'm asking everyone on the group to open up to the divine consciousness that created this planet and created every bit of us. I want everybody to consider right now, visualize a huge, huge auditorium filled with heads in the audience. Thousands and thousands of people shoulder to shoulder. Because what you're looking at in the Akashic Records is every man and woman that has been born and has died on this earth from the beginning of time. And each one is named and renamed as they carnate, transcend, resend, come back, recycle. Changing into dimensions. Everyone on this who stayed on this call gets this extra hit of energy of the Holy Spirit now, blessing everybody with the vision of all time, standing still now at your feet in your room at this time, asking for the divine to stay with you for the rest of the evening and to transform your vision, to be led now, like the Council of the Twelve in the Book of Revelations, and the 12 tribes of Israel. And for those of you who are not Christian or not religious, spirituality, know that divine consciousness, the science of mind, nature itself, and your own inherent ability to be creative is calling you to be fully doing the work that you're supposed to be doing. And Kathy is the door that opened this up by that question she asked. All that in a bag of chips. Wow. Goodness. Well, I wasn't expecting that. So there's your answer, Kathy.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome. Listen, I want to say thank you to everyone that has called in, and I hope that I got to everybody that I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied now. You know I'm all exhausted. Wanted to speak with you tonight, Bill. But again, I want to share with you that Bill's website is www.billbowersguidance.com. And his email address is chakrablue14@yahoo.com. And that spells C-H-A-K-R-A, the color blue, BLUE, number 14, at yahoo.com. This has been a blast.
And the number to call is 828-216-9039.
Good. I would never remember that part.
Okay. 828-216-9039. I just showed
okay,
that
make it
ready.
A cheer. It has
no
been
problem.
A blast, an absolute blast. And
yeah, thank you, Reggie. Thank you also. I don't know, because it's the first time doing it at this time slot.
Well, we want to thank you, too, Bill. It's been an awesome presentation and a very empowering one for everybody listening in. And I know that everyone's going to get a healing. It's going to be spontaneous, as the Holy Spirit always is. It's going to run through their veins and course through their lives and change it for the better to help them in this new era of evolution in 2012. To get them ready for the light quotient that the whole planetary system is going through. So thank you as a major light worker on the planet.
So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I guess we need to call this an evening.
Yeah.
Because I know your readings get very involved and we only have 4 minutes to go. And so I don't want us to run over tonight, but I want to remind people that they can go back and listen to the archive. And even just by listening to the archive and going through, that energy is preserved and still will travel and you can still experience the energy infusion. So go back and listen to
Not only that, Cynthia, but also by people writing in the blog on Circles of Prosperity, we can all track each other as to how we're doing.
That's right. If you go to our website, which is circlesofprosperity.org, and go into our forum, you need to join as a member of Circles of Prosperity in order to participate in the forum. But Bill really wants to track your experiences. If you can share there as well, then other members will know what they felt. And a lot of people are shy. They don't want to be on the air, but they're probably a little bit more comfortable sharing in the forum. So please feel free to go and share your experience with Bill and his energy infusion and healing circle tonight. And also, we plan on doing this every month, so we really want to know how things worked for you and if you enjoyed this session. So please reach out to us and let us know. Our contact information is on Blog Talk Radio. You can find our website, our email address there, and you can also go to circlesofprosperity.org. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into a closing prayer.
Okay. Father, we come to you as always, with the energy of gratitude and thanksgiving. That's the highest order of the celestial kingdom. We have an attitude of gratitude increases our latitude with you. And thank you for the energy that Bill Bowers is putting out into the universe, blessing, healing, uplifting, motivating, and transforming lives. We thank you for everybody listening in that we know they are healed, touching the hem of the garment of reality, being your reality. I thank you for the power of love and light and for listening and for relationships and for love everywhere with each other and for our partners and for our husbands and wives and for a house to live in or a place to live and for mobility and movement, and that every blood cell in the body and every nerve cell in the body, every corpuscle is battling all kinds of entries of negative energies coming into the body. I thank you for releasing them. That's not who we are. We are energetic vehicles of love and light and power. And we sometimes forget our power. We're beyond human. And we thank you for the energy that has come forth. We believe it is so as we go forth. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. And don't forget, you can join us every weekday morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on Circles of Prosperity.